بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الف لام را. کتاب انزل اللہ الیک، دس از اے بک وچ وی ہیو سینڈ ڈاؤن ٹو یو محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، لتخرج الناس من الظلمات الى النور، سو دیٹ یو برنگ آؤٹ پیپل فرام آل شیڈز آف ڈارکنس انٹو دی لائٹ. دس از اے رب ہیم، بٹ دس یو ول بی ایبل ٹو ڈو ود دی لیو آف اللہ، ود دی پرمیشن آف اللہ، ناٹ دیٹ ہو سو ایور یو وانٹ ٹو برنگ آؤٹ فرام دی ڈارکنس یو کین برنگ اٹ. نو، دس اتارٹی از ناٹ ود یو. ان لا تهدي من احببت ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء، بٹ یو ہیو ٹو ٹرائی فار دیٹ. بین رب ہی الاخرات العزیز الحمید، ٹو دی پاتھ آف اللہ ہو از العزیز آل مائٹی اینڈ ہو از حمید، ہو از پریز وردی اینڈ ہو از پریز ان ہمسلف، سیلف پریز. اللہ الذی لہ ما فی السماوات و ما فی الارض، اللہ از ہی ٹو ہوم بلانگز ایوری تھنگ وچ از ان دی ہیونز اینڈ ان دی ارتھ. وویل للذین کفروا من عذاب شدید، اینڈ وو ٹو دس بلیورز from severe chastisement and punishment that is going to be their lot. لِلَّذِينَ يَسْتَحِبُّونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا، those who have preferred this life of this dunya عَلَى الْآخِرَةِ over the hereafter. This is the crucial thing. Which life you prefer? Life of here, this world, or the life of hereafter? This is crucial. You have to make a choice. You may say that you are believing in آخرة, but actually your behavior will show which one you are preferring, this life or that life. What amount of your time and energy is there being spent for that life, and how, what amount of percentage of your time and energy and all your sir, your job and all your working is devoted only to the requirements of this life. This is actually, your conduct will show it. الَّذِينَ يَسْتَحِبُّونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى الْآخِرَةِ وَيَسُدُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ، and themselves held back from the path of Allah and stop other also. وَيَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجًا، and they want to find crookedness, mistakes in the message of Allah. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ بَعِيدٍ، they have gone far astray. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن رَسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِهِ، and we didn't send any messengers but with the tongue, with the language of his own nation. لَيُبَيِّنَ لَهُ، so that he explains to his nation. Had he been sent with some foreign language, it couldn't be intelligible for his nation, for his people. So every prophet of Allah, every messenger of Allah, to him the revelation came in his own tongue, in his own language. Because, you know, Torah was in Hebrew, Quran is in Arabic. Maybe, if somebody was sent, we can't say for sure, but if someone, as we know, essentially as a principle, must have been sent in such a big country, what a big chunk of humanity lives in China, there must have been sent some prophet. Revelation to him must have come in Chinese language. So this is the rule. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن رَسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِهِ لِيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ فَيُضِلُّ اللَّهُ مَن يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَن يَشَاءُ. When it is all explained and made clear, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends astray whomsoever likes, and He guides whomsoever He likes. And I have told you many times, this can go both ways. Allah guides whomsoever He likes, and Allah guides whosoever wants to be guided. And Allah sends astray whomsoever He decides, or you can say Allah sends astray to whomsoever He wants to go astray Himself, so Allah leaves him alone, go which way you want to go. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ، and He is Al-Aziz, having all power and authority, and Hakim, having all wisdom. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا، and we have sent Musa with our signs and miracles. أَنْ أَخْرِجْ قَوْمَكَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ، bring out, try to bring out your people from all shades of darknesses, shade of shirk, shade of kufr, shade of materialism, and so on. Al-Zulumat ila nur, to the light of Iman. وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ، now this term which I have been using, you know, for so many days, you find this term in Quran. ذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ، now admonish them, remind them, by mentioning to them the big days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which one of those big days? In which whole nations were annihilated. Whole communities made as if they never lived. قَالَّمْ يَغْنَوْ فِيهَا، the whole people of Nuh drowned. The whole people of Hud, the Ard, the big nation, they finished, exterminated, annihilated. So those days in which these big commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were executed, they are called أَيَّامُ اللَّهِ، they are the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَذَكِّرُوا بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ، As I told you, in Makki Surah, one surah of the pair, it will more emphasize At-Tazkir bi-Ala-Illah. And the other, you will more find At-Tazkir bi-Ayyam-Illah. This is the term over here. وَذَكِّرُوا بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ الْآيَاتِ لِكُلِّ سَمْعَانِ شُكُورٍ. Definitely in those أَيَّامِ اللَّهِ, in those stories and events, there are signs for those who are steadfast and grateful. وَإِسْتَعَلَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. And when Moses said, Musa said to his people, Bani Israel, اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ, just remember blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that came to you. إِذَنْ جَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ, when he delivered you from the people of Fir'aun. يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Now just remember the wordings of Surah Al-Baqarah. The same one that is here. And I am only drawing your attention to it so that you know these surahs are closer regarding the period of their revelations. Because they are just before Hijra, Surah Al-Baqarah just after Hijra. يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. They were inflicting you with the worst of the chastisement. What was it? وَيُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاكُمْ. They were killing and slaying and murdering your sons, وَيَسْتَعْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ, and they were keeping your women and your female children, female offspring alive. وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ. Definitely in it there was a grievous trial for you from your Lord. وَيَسْتَعْذَنَ رَبُّكُمْ. And just remember, when your Lord proclaimed, لَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, if you show gratefulness, we have given you these blessings, we have given you the book, Torah. If you show gratefulness, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, I'll give you more and more. My blessings will be increased. وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ. But if you prove to be ungrateful, unthankful, thankless people, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ, then my chastisement is also very severe. وَقَالَ مُوسَىٰ إِنْ تَكْفُرُوا أَنْتُمْ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. And Musa said to them, if you or all who live in the world, in the whole of the earth, if they become kuffar, if they deny Allah, if they reject Allah, if they are ungrateful to Allah, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ, they will not be able to do any harm to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is lawani. He is self-sufficient. He doesn't need anything. And he is self-praised. And he is praiseworthy or self-praised. أَلَمْ يَعْتِكُمْ نَبَأُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Now, as I told you in this surah, the name will not be taken. But all of these messengers, they are mentioned as one. وَإِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً. Now because they are أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً, they are mentioned here as a group. أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَبَأُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ قَوْمِ نُوحٍ وَعَادٍ وَثَمُودَ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ. Have not the news of those people, those nations who were before you reached you, that is, the nation of Nuh, and the Aad, and the Thamud, وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ, and those who were after them. You know, because Madian and Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Musa, they were all after them. لا يعلم إلا الله. Nobody knows all of them except Allah. Because there had been many messengers, many prophets in other parts of the world. لا يعلمهم إلا الله. Nobody knows all of them except Allah. جاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات. Their messengers came to them with clear teachings, clear signs, even miracles. فردوا أيديهم في أفواههم. They thrust their hands into their mouths. Now this is an idiom. And it can have two meanings. Sign of wondering. How? How can it happen? We never heard of it. That a messenger coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or in anger. In anger also somebody takes his fingers into his mouth. They thrust their hands into their mouths. وَقَالُوا إِنَّا كَفَرْنَا بِمَا أُرْسِلْتُمْ بِهِ. And they said, all of them, we disbelieve what you have been sent with. وَإِنَّا لَفِي شَكٍّ مِّمَّا تَدْعُونَنَا إِلَيْهِ مُرِيبٍ. And definitely and verily, certainly, what you are calling us to, we are in a very disquieting and perturbing doubt about it. We can't be sure. You say you are the messenger of Allah, how can we be sure? You say whatever you are saying is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the heavens and the earth, how can we be sure? So we have all the doubts. قَالَتْ رُسُلُهُمْ. Now here they are being mentioned collectively. قَالَتْ رسلهم. Their messenger said, أَفِ اللَّهِ شَكُّرْ فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Have you any doubts about Allah, who is the originator of all the heaven and the earth? يَدْعُوكُمْ لَيَغْفِرَ لَكُمْ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ. He is calling you. And we are calling you on his behalf. Actually, he is calling you. يَدْعُوكُمْ لَيَغْفِرَ لَكُمْ. So that he pardons you. He forgives you from your sins. وَيُؤَخِّرْكُمْ إِلَى أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. And he defers your case and postpones it for a fixed period of time. قَالُوا إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا. They said, oh, you are also just human beings like us. You can't claim to be messengers of Allah. تُرِيدُونَ أَنْ تَصُدُّونَ أَمَّا كَانَ يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا. You want to stop us from worshipping what our forefathers used to worship. فَاتُونَا بِسُلْطَانِ مُبِينٍ. If it is so, you must produce some clear authority, manifest authority, some visible sign and miracle. قَالَتْ لَهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ. Their messengers said to them, إِنَّهُنُ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. We are nothing but humans like you. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَمُنُّ عَلَىٰ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. But it is for Allah. He favors, bestows His favor on whomsoever He likes from His bondmen. He has favored us with revelation. He has favored us, chosen us as prophets, as messengers. وَمَا كَانَ لَنَا نَاتِيَكُمْ بِسُلْطَانِ اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And it is not in our power to bring to you some sign, some miracle, except with the leave of Allah, with the permission of Allah. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And all who believe in Allah must put their faith in Him. وَمَا لَنَا اللَّهِ نَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَقَدْ هَدَانَا سُبُلَنَا. And what is to us? What can happen to us? What can be the reason to us? Why shouldn't we place all our faith and confidence and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And He has shown us, He has led us to His path. وَلَنَصْبِرَنَّ عَلَىٰ مَا آذَيْتُمُونَا. And we shall show patience. We shall be steadfast. We shall persevere on what persecution you are giving to us. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. And whosoever has to place his trust in anybody, he should place his trust in Allah. He is the most trustworthy. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِرُسُلِهِ. And said those people who disbelieved their messengers to be messengers, لَنُخْرِجَنَّكُمْ مِنْ أَرْضِنَا. We shall expel you from our lands, our cities, our towns. أَوْ لَتَعُودُنَّ فِي مِلَّتِنَا. Or you have to come back to our beliefs, our creeds, the forefathers, you know, whatever the creed was of forefathers, you have to come back to the fold of that. فَأَوْحَا إِلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ لَنُهْلِكَنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ. Then their Lord sent them the revelation that now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to destroy these evildoers. Now this is the time limit. When the nations gave the final ultimatum, now you come back or we shall kill you. You come back to the fold of your religion and creed of your forefathers or we shall expel you. As we heard those words, لِيُسْلِتُوكَ أَوْ يَقْتُلُوكَ أَوْ يُخْرِجُوكَ. When this decision is taken by the nation, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the final verdict. Now you go away, you make hijrah, and we are going to destroy this whole nation. So, أَوْهَا إِلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ لَنُهْلِكَنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ. Now we are going to destroy and annihilate these evildoers. وَلَنُسْكِنَنَّكُمُ الْأَرْضَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ. And now we shall make you dwell in the land after them. Just as after the people of Nuh, the people of Hud sprang up, and they were the men of strength and civilization and culture. And after they were destroyed, then Samud came up in the Arabian Peninsula. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامِي وَخَافَ بَعِيدٍ. And this is for whom, who fears my threat, and who fears of standing before me. خَافَ مَقَامِي. أَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. Whosoever fears, one day I'll have to stand before my Lord for that grand accountability of the Day of Judgment. Whosoever has this fear, and whosoever has fear of my threat, and then they will be saved. فَاسْتَفْتَهُ وَخَابَ كُلُّ جَبَّارٍ عَنِيدٍ. And they demanded a judgment. And all the tyrants and the obstinates, they were destroyed. And they were humiliated, disappointed. Now this is the same judgment about which we have an ayah in Surah Al-Anfal. إِن تَسْتَفْتَهُ فَقَدْ جَاءَكُمُ الْفَتْحُ. Abu Jahl said, this day, Yawmul Furqan, is going to be the day of judgment. It will prove who is on the right path. Because he was very sure of his victory. 1,000 of us, fully armed and going. And their intelligence must have informed them that the Muslims, they are only 300 or so. And they are without arms. So he was so sure of victory. He said, this is going to be Yawmul Furqan. That is why Allah said in Surah Al-Fal, إِن فَاسْتَفْتَهُ فَقَدْ جَاءَكُمُ الْفَتْحُ وَإِن تَعُودُوا نَعُدْ. If you wanted a judgment, the judgment has already come. The same, فَاسْتَفْتَهُ وَخَابَ كُلُّ جَبَّارٍ عَلِيمٍ. They wanted a judgment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Judgment came. And you know, those people who were tyrants and obstinate, they were disappointed. من ورائه جهنم. This destruction in this world, that was only the preliminary chastisement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. من ورائه جهنم. Behind him, behind this chastisement of this world, is the jahannam. That is the real abode. That is the real punishment. وَيُسْقَى مِنْ مَاءٍ سَدِيدٍ. And they will be given to drink boiling and foul-smelling water. مَاءٌ سَدِيدٍ. يَتَجَرَّعُهُ وَلَا يَقَامُ يُصِيبُهُ. They will try to sip due to the thirst, you know, sip the water. But they won't be able to swallow it. It will be so foul-smelling, boiling. وَيَاتِهِ الْمَوْتُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. They will see that death is coming from every corner, from every side death is coming. وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتٍ. But he will not be able to die. Condition will be that death is coming. He will be in such a distress that any moment the death is coming from this side or this side. يَاتِهِ الْمَوْتُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتٍ. Only if he could die, he would have been freed from the torment. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let him die. As we have read, if their skins will be burnt, he shall give them new skins, so that they must keep tasting the fire, because only these skins are sensitive. Our tissues, they are not sensitive. So the skins will be again replaced. وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِ عَذَابُ الْغَلِيظِ. And behind that, more harsh chastisement. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَرَمَادٍ اشْتَدَّتْ بِهِ الرِّيحُ فِي يَوْمٍ عَاصِفٍ. This is one of the very important ayat of the Quran. Because even the worst of the kuffar, and even the worst of the people who make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they also do some good deeds to satisfy their souls, to satisfy their conscience. Even the worst criminals, they also do something. The dacoits, you know, we have stories in the Indian subcontinent that the dacoits were very cruel, but they used to help the widows, the orphans, and so on. Even, you know, the women who sell their bodies, they also, in Ashura Muharram, you'll find them, that they are wearing black robes, and you know, they are with the tafiya, and they are also setting up some meals for the people who are there with that procession. Because they also have conscience, you know, and they have to satisfy their conscience. But what is the reality of the good deeds, the virtuous deeds of such people, who are not at the level of iman, real iman? The real iman is not there, but they have some good deeds. What is going to happen to these good deeds? مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ. The similitude of those who disbelieve their Lord. أَعْمَالُهُمْ. Their good deeds will be كَرَمَادٍ اشْتَدَّتْ بِهِ الرِّيحُ فِي يَوْمٍ عَاصِفٍ. Just like ashes upon which the wind blows hard on a stormy day. A heap of ashes. A very strong wind comes, just scatters all of the ashes. Nothing left. All these virtuous deeds, the so-called good deeds, public service acts and so on and so forth, they will just be habam mansura. They will be just thrown away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give them any weight. لا يقدرون مما كسبوا ولا شيء. They will have no power over what they have earned. They thought that we have earned a lot. We established the foundations and such charitable institutions. All these things we have done. So they will be hoping to have some reward, but there will be nothing. Because we shall find another simile in Surah An-Nur, كَسَرَابٍ بِخِيَّةٍ يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً. Just like a mirage in the desert, you know. The thirsty thinks that it's the water. Goes on, goes on, goes on, goes on. That's no water. It's all mirage. Nothing of the sort. So like that, they feel we have something on our credit side. We have at least, if we didn't believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, okay, we committed an error, but we have been doing such and such good deeds. لا يقدرون مما كسبوا على شيء ذلك هو الضلال البعيد. This is a failure of a high degree. They have gone far astray. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ. Don't you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all the heaven and the earth بالحق, with a purpose, a definite design. إِنْ يَشَى يُذْهِبْكُمْ. If he likes, he will take you away. وَيَعْتَ لِخَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ. And he has all the power. His creative activity has not exhausted. He can bring another creation in your place. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. And there is no great matter for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing very heavy. وَبَرَضُوا لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. And all of them will stand before Allah. They will appear before Allah. فقال الضعفاء للذين استكبروا. Now in every nation, every society, there are people who hold the reins of power. The general masses, common people, they follow them. Now these people will say to them, well, you were our leaders, we followed you. You took us on that path. Now can you save us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here? Then can we avail of your services here? وَبَرَضُوا لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا فَقَالَ الضُّعَفَاءُ لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا. The haughty and the arrogant, the weak people will say to them, إِنَّا كُنَّا لَكُمْ تَبَعًا. We were your followers. We took you as our leaders. We believed in you. فَعَلَنْتُمْ مُغْنُونَ عَنَّا مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Now can you save us from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? قَالُوا. They will reply, لَوْ هَدَانَ اللَّهُ لَهَدَيْنَاكُمْ. Had Allah guided us, we would have guided you. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا جَزَيْنَا أَمْ صَبَرْنَا. Now it's all equal. If we derail or we take whatever is coming to us, we endure it patiently. مَا لَنَا مِنْ مَحِيصٍ. We have no place of escape. We are equal here. The leaders and the led, both will be in that punishment and chastisement. Nobody will be able to help anybody. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ. Very beautiful presentation of what will be the end of this Satan. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ. And Satan would say, لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ. When everything had been decided, all the cases of all human beings decided, he will now address those who had followed him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ. Listen, Allah also gave you promise, and that was a true promise. فَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. I also gave you my promises, but I couldn't fulfill them. مَمَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانِ. I had no power over you. I could not compel anyone of you to follow me. I had no authority over you. مَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانِ. إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ. Except that I called you. فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. You accepted. You responded. You followed me. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنْفُسَكُمْ. Now don't blame me. Blame your own self. مَانَ بِمُسْلِفْكُمْ. I cannot come to you to your help. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُسْلِفِيَا. Nor you can come to my help. إِنِّي كَفَرْتُ لِمَا أَشْرَكْتُمُونِي مِنْ قَبْلِ. I declare my denial of what you were making me equal to Allah before this. I declare. إِنِّي كَفَرْتُ لِمَا أَشْرَكْتُمُونِي مِنْ قَبْلِ. In the days gone by, إِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. For all these evildoers, there is going to be a painful judgment, painful punishment. بَأُدْخِلَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ. And those who had belief, who had iman, and who had done good deeds, they will be made to enter, they will be admitted to Jannat, to the gardens, تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِ الْأَنْهَارِ, underneath which rivers will be flowing. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ. And they will dwell there forever with the leave of their Lord. تَحِيَّتُهُمْ فِيهَا سَلَامٌ. Their greetings in that will be salam. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Don't you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has struck a similitude, a parable, of a goodly word, just word, correct word, كَلِمَةُ الْحَقِّ, كَلِمَةَ طَيِّبَةٍ كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. It's just like a good tree. أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتْ. Whose root is fixed in the land. وَفَرُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. And its branches are in the heavens. And from every seed comes out a tree. Even a good word, a word of justice, a virtuous word, that is very profound in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A good idea, the correct ideology, the correct dawah, all these things, although they are only words. When Muhammad started preaching, it was all words, nothing else. But these words were so profound that from these words grew the movement. And that movement, in only 20 years' time, it brought about a big revolution. Now that big tree of Khilafat-e Rashida, where from did it grow? It grew from the words of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he was preaching in the streets of Makkah. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. تُوتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ سِيزَن. This tree, it is giving its fruit in every season. This is رَبِّهَا. They believe in the permission of its Lord. وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strikes these parables and similitudes for the mankind. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. That they should be admonished and reminded. وَمَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ كَشَجَرَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ اجْتُثَّتْ مِنْ فَوْقِ الْأَرْضِ مَا لَهَا مِنْ قَرَارٍ. And the foul word, although for some time being it might appear to be effective, but its similitude of a foul word is of a foul tree. Uprooted from above the earth. It has no roots. No roots. It can be uprooted at any moment from above the earth. It is only superficially attached to the earth. مَا لَهَا مِنْ قَرَارٍ. There is not going to be any stability in it. All falsehood has no stability. All truth has the roots down deep into the soil. But it might appear that this false thing is very awful. But actually, if you look to the reality, it is nothing. يُصَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Just like these words, good word, bad word, foul word. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps firm those who believe with a firm word in the life of this world and the hereafter. And what is the biggest kalimat of tayyiba? La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. يُصَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ. This is the creed, this is the foundation of Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives firmness to those who believe. فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. In this world also and in the hereafter. وَيُذِلُّ اللَّهُ الظَّالِمِينَ. And Allah sends the evildoers astray. وَيَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. And Allah does whatever He likes. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ بَدَّلُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ كُفْرًا وَأَحَلُّوا قَوْمَهُمْ دَارَ الْبَوَارِ. Have you not seen or thought about those people who exchanged the bounty of Allah with ingratitude? Allah gave them Quran, the biggest blessing, and they are thankless. They are not grateful, they are not reading it, they are not accepting it, they are not making it the life for their life, not making it the imam for their, you know, conduct in life. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ بَدَّلُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ كُفْرًا وَأَحَلُّوا قَوْمَهُمْ دَارَ الْبَوَارِ. And these are the people who alight or who will make their nation to descend the place of destruction. جَهَنَّمَا. What is that place of destruction? جَهَنَّمْ. يَصْلَوْنَهَا. They will enter it. وَبِئْسَ الْقَرَارِ. And it's the evil place of stay. وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا لِيُضِلُّوا عَن سَبِيلِهِ. And they have concocted for Allah rivals, equals and rivals, so that they can lead people astray from His path. قُلْ تَمَتَّعُوا. Tell to them, okay, enjoy for some time. You can enjoy in this life, in this world, for some time. تَمَتَّعُوا. فَإِنَّ مَصِيرَكُمْ إِلَى النَّارِ. But your return is to the fire. قُلْ لِعِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ. Tell my bondsmen who have come to believe in me, they should establish prayer. وَيُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ. And they should keep on expending from whatever we have given them. سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. Secretly and also openly. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ يَوْمٌ. Before that day comes, لَا بَيْعٌ فِيهِ وَلَا خِلَالٌ. The day of hereafter, the day of judgment, when there will be no bargaining, no selling, no purchasing, and no befriending. No friend will be able to help you. Before that day comes, you spend in the way of Allah, and you can earn for your own self. Allahu alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ardha wa anzala minas samai ma. Allah is He who created all the heavens and the earth, and He sent down from the heaven the water. فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ. And with that water, He brought out in the shape of fruit the food and sustenance for you. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْفُلْكَ لِتَجْرِيَ فِي الْبَحْرِ بِأَمْرِهِ. And He has subjected for you the ships and the boats so that they should float in the ocean or in the river. فِي الْبَحْرِ بِأَمْرِهِ. By His command. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْأَنْهَارَ. And He has subjected for your favor these rivers which irrigate lands. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ دَائِبَيْنِ. And He has subjected for you the sun and the moon. And they are constant, دائبين, constant upon their courses. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ. And He has subjected for you, for your benefit, the night and the day. وَآتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ. And He has given you whatever, all that you have asked Him. And now this asking is knowingly also, unknowingly also. He has provided with so many things about which we don't know that we needed it. Today we have discovered these are the vitamins and these are needed. But Allah had already provided them. We have only discovered them. We could never ask him, oh Allah, give us the vitamins. He put these vitamins in all these things. Although we had not asked for them, we had not known they are necessary for our body, for our normal working of the body. So whatever you, knowingly or unknowingly, whatever you required and whatever you asked for, he provided you. وَآتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ وَإِنْتَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you want to count the blessings of Allah, you won't be able to reckon them. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. But man is very much evil doing and ingrateful. He doesn't show gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over all his bounties. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا. Now the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Just recall when Ibrahim prayed to his Lord, رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا. Oh my Lord, make this city of Makkah, a place of peace and security. وَجْرُمْنِي وَبَنَيَّ نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامَ. And please save me and my progeny from worshipping these idols. رَبِّ إِنَّهُنَّ أَضْلَلْنَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ. Oh my Lord, these idols have led so many people astray. People have been worshipping them and gone to the wrong path. So save me and my... Now this is the picture being shown to people who thought that they were the progeny of Ibrahim, who claimed that they were following Ibrahim. Now what did Ibrahim say? He said, and he prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please keep my progeny safe from the worship of these idols. And you have placed 360 idols in that house that he built for the prayers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبَّ إِنَّهُنَّ أَضْلَلْنَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي. So whosoever follows me, then he is from me, he is my ummah, he belongs to me. وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And but whosoever disobeys me, he goes astray, then you are the forgiving, the merciful. This is the way Hazrat Masih alayhi salam, we read in the end of Surah Al-Ma'idah. What will he say on the Day of Judgment? إِنْ تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ وَإِنْ تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. If you punish them, well, they are your creatures, they are your bondsmen. You can do anything you like. But if you forgive them, you are Ghafoor and Rahim, you are عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Nobody can ask you why you have forgiven them. This is the most subtle way of appealing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same are these wordings. وَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي. Whosoever follows me, well, he saved because he belongs to me. وَمَنْ أَعْصَانِي. But as for those who disobey me, فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. But then I invoke your maghfirah and your rahmah. رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ. Oh my Lord, I have made a branch of my progeny settle here in this valley which is uncultivable, which has no cultivation. Due to your command, in the Baitik al-Muharram, near your house, which is very sacred house. رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ السَّلَاةِ. What for? Oh, our Lord, so that they should establish prayer here. فَجَعَلْ أَفْدَكَمْ مِنَ النَّاسِ تَحْلِي إِلَيْهِ. So now you make the hearts of some people, they should incline towards them. Inclining towards them, leaning towards them. Be soft and kind to them. تَحْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. And now it's on to you to provide them with fruit. There's no cultivation here. No water. Land is incultivable. Now it's upon you. I request you that you provide this progeny of mine, this Bani Ismail, مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ, with the fruit, so that they should be grateful. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ مَا نُخْفِي وَمَا نُعْلِنُ. Oh, our Lord, you very well know what we hide in our hearts and what we reveal and say openly. وَمَا يَخْفَى عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. And nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, neither in the heavens nor in the earth. الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي وَهَبَ لِي عَلَى الْكِبَرِ إِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ. All praise be to Allah, who bestowed upon me, despite my old age. Ibrahim was 87. Years old when Hazrat Ismail was born. And he was full 100 years of age when Hazrat Ishaq was born. Baada Bali Shaykha, we read it in Surah Hud. Hazrat Sara saying that this husband of mine is also grown old. I am also old. I am a very old woman. How can I give birth to a child? That was the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ishaq, she bore him, and Hazrat Ismail was 100 years old. Hazrat Ismail was 13 years elder to Hazrat Ishaq. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي وَهَبَ لِي عَلَى الْكِبَرِ إِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ. He bestowed upon me Ismail and Ishaq. Yet despite my old age, إِنَّ رَبِّي لَسَمِيعُ الدُّعَاءِ. My Lord is the listener of the prayers. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. Oh my Lord, you make me establish the salah and from my progeny also. رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَاءِ. Oh our Lord, please accept my prayers. رَبَّنَا خِلْنِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ. And oh our Lord, forgive me and my parents. وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ and all the believers. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. The day reckoning comes to pass. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. The concluding section of this surah. Never think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unaware from whatever these evildoers are doing. If we are not punishing them right now, don't think that we don't know what they are doing. إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is postponing them, giving them a respite, لِيَوْمٍ. For that day, تَشْخَصُ فِي الْأَبْصَارِ. On which eyes will be stared in terror. When there is terror, you know, the eyes are fixed at some point. تَشْخَصُ الْأَبْصَارِ. مُهْتَعِينَ مُقْنِعِي رُؤُوسِهِمْ. They'll be running forward, their heads upward. لا يَرْتَدُّ إِلَيْهِمْ طَرْفُهُمْ. Their glances will not return towards them. وَأَفْئِدَتُهُمْ هَوَاءٌ. And their hearts will be just empty. وَانْذِرِ النَّاسَ يَوْمَ يَأْتِيهِمُ الْعَذَابُ. And warn, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that on the day this azab will come, فَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Now these evildoers, you know, they are challenging Allah, challenging Muhammad, denying arrogantly, haughtily. But on that day they will say, رَبَّنَا أَخِّرْنَا إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ. Oh our Lord, just respite us for a small, more period, some time, fixed, which might be very near. نُجِبْ دَعْوَتَكَ. We shall respond positively to your call. فَنَتَّبِعِ الرُّسُلْ. And we shall follow the messengers. أَوَلَمْ تَكُونُوا أَقْسَمْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ زَوَالٍ. Were you not swearing before that there can never come to you any decline? You are sure of your power and stability. أَوَلَمْ تَكُونُوا أَقْسَمْتُمْ. You are swearing that there can be no decline to us. وَسَكَنْتُمْ فِي مَسَاكِنِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. And you lived in the houses, in the dwellings of those who were evildoers. ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. وَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ كَيْفَ فَعَلْنَا بِهِمْ. And it was all clear to you what we had done to them, what we had done to Samud, what we had done to Aad. You were dwelling in the same area. You knew what came to them. وَضَرَبْنَا لَكُمُ الْأَمْثَالَ. And we struck similitudes for you. وَقَدْ مَكَرُوا مَكْرَهُمْ وَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَكْرُهُمْ. They also tried their best, devise plots, and they all everything. But all their plots are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, under His control. وَإِنْ كَانَ مَكْرُهُمْ لَتَزُولَ مِنْهُ الْجِبَالِ. And definitely, their devices and their plannings were so great that they could move even the mountain. Whatever they were devising and deciding for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the elders of the clans of Quraysh assembled in a house in Darul Nadwa, their parliament, and they could do anything but what Allah did to them. فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْلِفَ بَعْدِهِ رُسُلَهُ. Never think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to fulfill His promise with His messengers, to go back on His words which He has given to His messengers. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ انْتِقَامٌ. Verily Allah is all-powerful. He holds all authority. And He is the Lord of retribution, of vengeance. يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ. When this earth will be changed to something else, it will take some other form. It will not remain round. It will be made, you know, leveled. دُكَّةِ الْأَرْضُ دَكَّاً دَكَّةً. وَسَمَاوَاتِ. In the same way, these heavens will be changed. وَبَرَضُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. And they will all appear before Allah, the One and the Irresistible and the Omnipotent One. وَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُقَرَّنِينَ فِي الْأَصْفَارِ. You will see these culprits, these criminals on that day. They will all be linked together in chains. سَرَابِيلُهُمْ مِنْ قَطِرَانٍ. And you know, their robes and their clothes will be of pitch, or you may say sulfur. that catches fire immediately. وَتَخْشَى وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارِ and fire will be covering their faces. لِيَجْزِيَ اللَّهُ كُلَّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recompenses every soul what it had earned. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swift in reckoning. هَذَا بَلَاغٌ لِلنَّاسِ behold, this is the message for the mankind. وَلَيُنْذَرُوا بِهِ so that they are warned with it. وَلَيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ and so that they should come to know, come to believe, be convinced that He is the One, the Lord, the One, واحد. وَلَيَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ and so that those who reflect, who have the understanding, who have the intellect, who can use their intellect, they should be reminded, they should be admonished. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر.